And we're up to 52 degrees at the KDOM studios. That is the latest weather. It's brought to you as a service of Joe's Lawn Care and Tree Removal. It's 7 minutes now after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. Today we are talking Cottonwood County 4-H, and we've got a couple of 4-H'ers here that we're going to start with having you introduce yourself and tell us what you do and what you like best about 4-H.
Hi, my name is McKenna Holland. I am a 4-H ambassador, part of the Windham Worker Dale Diggers 4-H Club.
Very nice.
I enjoy showing my horses and cows. And another thing I really like is taking pictures and doing a lot of fun projects. And you can do those things when you're in fair and 4-H.
Very good. All right.
I'm Emlyn Bennett, and I also enjoy showing horses. I like to bake and take photos and enter them in fair.
So is it a little early to be worrying about fair? Now, when you're messing with horses, it takes a little bit
to do horses.
That's a year-long thing, isn't it?
For us, we do it year-round.
Year-round. Yeah. Have you started on some of the other projects yet?
I've been taking photos.
Okay. Is that kind of a year-round thing, too?
Yeah, because you can get really good ones in winter, summer, fall, or spring.
Okay. Very good. All right, so let's get into this. You've got a big event coming up May 13th. Let's talk about that. What is it?
Well, for the Windham Worker Dale Digger 4-H Club, we will be sponsoring a Food Partner Challenge event. Our event is May 13th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Food Shelf in Windham. We are using their parking lot area downtown. We will be giving away a pot, soil, plants, and seeds to promote healthy eating by planting and growing your own vegetables at home. We are also wanting to support our local food shelf, the Cottonwood County Sharing Center, located in Windham. We want to get the word out that they are looking for volunteers to help unload the food trucks that come on the second and fourth Thursdays each month at 9 a.m. They would love to have a list of people they can call and more volunteers that they can depend on. If you are interested, please call Christine at 822-7210. We will also be offering a sign-up for people at our event. We realize that this may be the first time some people or families have ever planted anything, so we are going to be providing a live demonstration on how to plant them. We will be providing simple tips, money-saving ideas, and time-saving tricks during our demonstration. This opportunity is open to all Cottonwood County individuals or families, no matter their income or status. First come, first served. We have exactly 50 sets to give away, so please come early to watch our demo provided by 4-H Youth and get all of the supplies you need to grow your own vegetables at home. We will have fun. You can learn new skills and support your community. We hope that all the food to the food shelf will go to get more volunteers. We thank our sponsors for this event: Feed Shack Afola, Country Road Greenhouse, Windham Workers Dale Diggers 4-H Club, Minnesota Extension. Our goal is to get involved with community by helping people grow their own food and to give back to our community by helping them to support our local food shelf. So please come out and support our event Wednesday, May 13th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. I'm McKenna, and I'm signing off.
We're not going to let you sign off quite yet. That was really good. All right, so let's talk just a little bit. It starts at 5:30. What time is the demonstration? Is it right at 5:30 then?
Anytime. When people start coming, well,
You're going to help people through the whole event?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And you have 50 sets that you're going to give away?
Yes.
Okay, and you don't have to be in 4-H. This is for the community.
Nope, it's for everybody. If you want to come, you can get something, start planting, and learn how to do fun things.
Very good. All right. So this, it takes place in the parking lot.
Yes.
Okay, and it's coming up, the 13th.
Yes.
Now, is your whole 4-H club going to be there?
Not everybody, but we're going to try to have as many people as we can there.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very nicely done. All right. So we want a big turnout for this. And then again, we're always looking for more volunteers to help unload the trucks,
yes,
too.
And some special thing is you can bring your pot home. You can bring home, plant, do stuff all around, just so you can have an idea of what growing your own vegetables are like and anything you really need.
So if you've never planted anything before, this is the opportunity to come do it.
Yes.
All right. And you get to take it home with you. You can't beat that.
Even better.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on. There's an awful lot going on with 4-H in general. Yeah. Should we roll through that list of upcoming events?
So 8 Windham second grade ag leaders in the classroom, 4-H members in grades 9 through 12 will be presenting on the beef industry, teaching youth how beef moves from pasture to plate. 12 SMSU Science and Nature Confederate Crystal will be teaching 3 seasons on Lego robotics. 12 Bloods and Blossoms Photo Workshop Zoom from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. All youth in grades K through 13 are invited to participate in this free photo workshop and learn more about how to capture flowers and foliage in different ways. Register through 4online.com. 13 Buds and Blossoms Photo Challenge begins. All youth in grades K through 13 are invited to submit one flower or foliage image on a statement as to why that image is important to them. The deadline to submit the entry is June 8th. 15 Livestock ID Deadline. Anyone planning on exhibiting animals in the county fair must have the identified on 4online.com by May 15th. 25 Office Close. The office is closed in observance of Memorial Day. 27 JR Bergen Beagle Tour, Iona, 6 p.m. Youth in grades K through 13 are invited to participate in a tour of Junior Bergen Belgen near Iona. Youth in grades K-12 must have an adult or older sibling present. This tour will offer a glimpse into the world of one of the largest and most powerful horse breeds. Belgians are known for their calm demeanor and strength. You'll learn about their care, training, and get close up to some foals. Please RSVP to the Extension Office by Friday, May 15th. And in June, 1 Federation Extension Office, 7 p.m. We will be nominating officers for the 2026-2027 4-H year and setting a banquet date.
That is a lot going on.
Yep.
You guys are always busy, aren't you?
Basically.
Yeah. So you still, because the activities, they don't slow down as you start getting closer to fair time.
Nope,
either.
Not at all.
Right. I don't know how you guys get it all done.
It's a lot.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, but it's definitely fun.
What do you tell people that aren't in 4-H why they should join?
You can get involved in your community, meet new people, and it's fun. I really enjoy being in 4-H.
How long have you been in 4-H?
Since kindergarten.
Okay.
So 7 years now.
Okay. And how long have you been in 4-H?
Probably since kindergarten,
about
too.
About the same?
Yeah,
okay.
Basically.
All right. So we've got a lot going on event-wise. This, the free plant giveaway, is on the 13th. Is there anything else we need to mention before we let you guys get back to school? Because I know you're both excited to get back to school.
Very. Yeah, super excited.
If you have any questions about 4-H in general, just
contact Crystal if you need anything. And one thing is, if you like just really need to, if you have something that you want to get done but you want to take the plants home, you can do that. We'll give you a demonstration and then you can take it home, plant it, and there you go.
Yeah, and we need the first 50, so come early.
So there's only 50. First come, first serve.
All right, ladies, thank you very
thank
much
you.
For talking with us today.
Thank you for inviting us.
You bet.
Yes.
Busy, busy time for 4-H, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.